Steve. Steve, snap out of it. This is humiliating. We've got a show to do here.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Welcome to the talking show.
K-Chung Radio, you know?
So, Nicholas, sorry we didn't invite you, but last night, me and a few of the guys had a pretty banging poker night. And I'm just a little... Yeah, I'm feeling a little rough.
Poker, eh? Yeah.
Maybe more than a little hungover right now.
Yeah, you know, I really like to play poker.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
I'm sorry we didn't call you, Nicholas.
Yeah.
It's kind of, my friend Mike was kind of, you know, you don't really know Mike that well. You've met him like, what, once or twice? And
I was at his wedding.
And there were already like, you know, 10 guys. So we had two tables. It was a hassle, you know.
I was at Mike's wedding.
Funny, yeah. Levon Lambeth was there, actually. That guy is the soul of a poker game, let me tell you.
Levon was there?
You haven't seen anything till you've seen that guy putting it away. Wow. Yeah, anyway.
I can't believe this.
Big Levon. Yeah,
Levon said we were going to hang out.
Yeah.
He hasn't been calling me back. What do you guys like? Like good buddies now or something?
No, I mean, I just met Levon last week on the show. I didn't, you know, I'd never met him before that.
Yeah. Well, even though we've been friends forever, yeah. You've always been the fun one, Steve.
No, I know I've known you for years. Anyway,
Yeah.
Let's... I suggest that I'm gonna pull it together. I've got a glass of orange juice here. I'm gonna get a grip on myself, and we're gonna tackle this radio show, and we'll talk about any hurt feelings we have later. Okay?
Yeah, let's do that.
Anyway, the good news is that today on the talking show, we have some very hangover appropriate guests. I don't even know this guest. This guest is from the internet, and the internet is a territory that pardon me, that we on this show haven't really gotten into very much, but it's a fantastic haven for talking. Our current guest is a YouTube user called Whisper Crystal, who I believe is actually based in Turkey. Although don't quote me on that, because who knows where people are on this portable equipment and everything. You never know. And Whisper Crystal's YouTube channel is just part of this unique phenomenon in, I guess, on YouTube of videos with absolutely no motion, just a still image, and a narrator speaking very, very... softly, whispering, soft-spoken, oftentimes about relaxation topics, but in this case also recipes and food.
Yeah, Whisper Crystal. I bet she's great at poker.
Anyway.
Yeah. She probably has a real mathematical mind. I can see why you wouldn't want someone like that around playing poker.
Yeah.
They might win.
Thanks, Nick.
Yeah. You want to bet?
Thanks. Yeah, thanks. Thank you.
Because I'll probably win.
Anyway, let's just let Crystal do her thing all the way from Turkey, I'm guessing. And we'll see you after the show.
Welcome to the masterclass of soups. Today we're going to talk about everyday recipes of soups that all can enjoy. They're easy to make, and more importantly, simply delicious. The first one we're going to talk about today is minestrone. This one is a very popular soup with good reason. And the reason is because it's got lots of fresh ingredients. Now, have a look here. Got some olive oil. Gonna use 3 tablespoons of olive oil. 2 onions, chopped, of course. 1/2 small green or Savoy cabbage. 2 courgettes, chopped again. 2 celery sticks, chopped. 2 carrots, chopped. 4 large tomatoes, peeled. And yes, you guessed it, chopped. 115 grams or 4 ounces of dried haricot beans. They need to be soaked overnight in enough cold water to cover. 1 liter or 2 pints of chicken or vegetable stock, depending on what you prefer. And finally, we're gonna need 115 grams or 4 ounces of dried soup pasta. And let's not forget fresh Parmesan cheese, shavings to garnish, and salt and pepper for some seasoning. And watch me make the most beautiful soup. We are going to start by heating the oil in a large, heavy-based saucepan like so. Now let's pick up the onions we chopped earlier. And, okay, we're going to cook them in that low heat, stirring occasionally for 5 minutes or until they're softened enough, okay? Good. Now we're going to add the cabbage. Celery, carrots, potatoes, and the tomatoes into our saucepan. In they go, in they go. Cover and cook, stirring occasionally for about 10 minutes. Fast forward 10 minutes. We're going to drain and rinse the beans, then add to the saucepan, okay? Now next, we are going to pour in the stock, bring to the boil, cover and simmer for about 1 to 1.5 hours or until the beans are tender. We can know how by tasting bean. Okay? Alright, now add the soup pasta to the saucepan and cook uncovered for 8 to 10 minutes. Or until tender but still firm to bite. Season to taste with salt and pepper. And then add all into warmed bowls. Voila! Looks beautiful, smells delicious. And finally garnish with fresh Parmesan cheese shavings and an extra sprinkling of pepper. And serve. Yum, yum, yum. Next soup we are going to talk about is brown lentil and pasta soup. Vegetarian friendly and very tasty again. For this we need 1 onion chopped, 2 garlic cloves crushed, 2 celery stalks chopped, 50 grams or 1.5 ounces. We're going to break them into small pieces. 400 grams, 14 ounces of canned brown lentils. Remember, we need them drained, okay? Good. 1.2 liters or 2 pints of hot vegetable stock. And finally, 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh mint to garnish. Now we're going to place the onion with the garlic and the celery into our frying pan. We need a large one like this. Now, dry fry for 4 to 5 minutes. Stir. stirring until the onion is tender. And yes, exactly like that. Now we can add the pasta to the pan and cook, stirring for 1 minute to coat the pasta in the fat. Add the lentils and the stock and bring to the boil. You're going to reduce the heat at this point and simmer for about 12 to 15 minutes. Okay. Until pasta is tender, but still firm to bite. That's important. Okay. Once that's done, we are going to remove the pan from the heat and stir in the chopped fresh mint. Transfer the soup to the warmed soup bowls. This is important. We want to use warm bowls so that our food doesn't go cold quickly. That's an amateur's mistake people make, but you, my students, are no amateurs in this class, so I am confident that you will be giving some great dinner parties with amazing starters for soup. Let's add our garnish of fresh mint sprigs and serve immediately. Yum. Next, we're going to look at fresh tomato soup. There's nothing more spectacular than a freshly made tomato soup from homegrown tomatoes. Yumminess in a new level. For this one, we're going to need, once again, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 650 grams of plum tomatoes. You can use any kind, but plum tomatoes seem to work the best. And 1 onion cut into quarters. 1 garlic clove sliced thinly. 1 celery stalk, chopped coarsely. 500 milliliters of chicken stock or vegetable stock, depending on your preference. 55 grams, 2 ounces of dried anellini or other soup pasta. Salt and pepper to season, and fresh flat leaf parsley chopped to garnish. Good. Now what we're going to do is pour the olive oil into a large, heavy-based saucepan, okay? And let's add our tomatoes. Let's add our onion, our garlic and celery. Okay, great. Cover and cook over low heat for 45 minutes. We are going to occasionally shake the pan gently so that the mixture is eventually pulpy. That's what we're trying to achieve. Excellent. Now, once that's done, we are going to transfer the mixture to a food processor or blender and process to a smooth puree. Push the puree through a sieve into a clean saucepan so that we have no lumps. We're looking to have a creamy, smooth tomato soup. Yum. Now, let's add the stock and bring to boil, okay? And add the pasta. Bring back to boil, and we are going to cook about 8 to 10 minutes till the pasta is tender and still firm to bite. That is the trick. Once we have achieved that, we are going to season with salt and pepper to taste. Always taste, taste, taste. Taste along the way. Don't serve any food that you haven't tasted. Master tip, okay? Good. Now ladle into warmed bowls, sprinkle with the parsley, and serve immediately. Very nice. Next is a very green soup. And green soups are healthy soups, right? In this case, right. This one, we need 2 bunches of watercress. 40 grams of butter. Very healthy, yes. 2 onions, chopped. 225 grams or 8 ounces of potatoes, roughly chopped. 1.2 liters or 2 pints of vegetable stock or water. Salt and pepper to season. Whole nutmeg for grating. And this is optional, you don't have to have it if you don't like nutmeg. But I like nutmeg, so I will include it in this recipe. And finally, 125 milliliters of creme fraiche. Okay. Now, first things first, let's remove the leaves from the stalks of the watercress and set aside. Roughly chop the stalks, okay? Excellent. Melt the butter in a large saucepan or medium heat and add the onion and cook for about 45 minutes until soft. We do not want to brown it, okay? Good. Now let's add the potato to the pan and mix well with the onions. Let's add watercress stalks and the stock. We are going to bring this to boil. And reduce the heat and cover and simmer for 15-20 minutes or until the potato is soft, because that's the one that really is hard to cook well. Once the potato is soft, you'll know you're ready. We're going to add the watercress leaves, stir into heat through, remove from the heat and use a handheld stick blender to process the soup until it's very smooth, okay? Actually, you don't have to do that if you don't want to. We can liquidize the soup in the blender and return to the rinse out pan. Reheat and season with salt and pepper to taste. Now is the part I like, a good grating of nutmeg, if you're using it. And a gallop of creme fraiche spooned on top. Yum, yum, yum. Yumminess in a new level. Yes, looks beautiful. Tastes even more glorious. Now, the next soup is a bit more advanced Italian chicken soup. Those of you know me knows how much I love and adore Italian recipes, and we will have another masterclass specifically designed to teach you the best of the Italian food, which is everything they have really. But for this recipe, we want 450 grams of skinless, boneless chicken breast. We need them cut into thin strips like this here. 1.2 liters, so 2 pints of chicken stock. 150 milliliters of double cream. This will be a comfort soup, not a very healthy one. 115 grams of dried vermicelli, salt and pepper, 1 tablespoon of corn flour, 1 tablespoon of milk. Actually, make that 3 tablespoons of milk, 175 grams of canned sweet corn kernels drained. Okay? Okay. Now, we are going to place the chicken in a large saucepan.
Hey everybody, today I'm taking you to Felipe's. It's supposed to be a great French sandwich restaurant. Here we go. Since 1908, Felipe's has been serving French dip sandwiches in the Los Angeles area. So come on in, let's see what all the buzz is all about.
Hi, I'm gonna get three beef sandwiches. One of them, no, just a beef sandwich.
What?
No, it's chicken. And then another one with American cheese.
That's three sandwiches, one with American.
Yeah.
How is Felipe's?
It's excellent.
It's excellent. Kaylee, how is Felipe's?
Delicious.
Delicious. When you come to Felipe's, make sure you try the coleslaw. It's very tasty. And also, make sure you put on plenty of this spicy mustard on your sandwich. You can also try the chili. A cup. You don't want a full bowl. Well, I enjoyed my sandwich. It was great. So I decided I would check with a few other patrons and see how they like their sandwiches. Excuse me, did you like your Felipe sandwich?
I did. I loved it.
You loved it. Would you come again?
Absolutely.
What was the best part about it?
The spicy mustard.
Spicy mustard. So when you come to Felipe's, remember, you need to know how to order. First of all, you have to get your sandwich and get your side. So don't forget to get that coleslaw and enjoy the mustard. Catch you next time.
Chicken stock and the cream, bring it to boil, and then reduce the heat and simmer for, let's say, 20 minutes, okay? Meanwhile, let's bring a large heavy base saucepan of lightly salted water to the boil. Okay, now let's add the pasta and return to the boil. Cook for, let's say, 10-12 minutes. Have to make sure it's just tender, still firm to bite, okay? Yep, that's crucial. And after that's done, we're going to drain the pasta well and keep it warm. Why? This is why. Because now we're going to season the soup with salt and pepper, like so. Mix the corn flour and milk together until a smooth paste forms. Then stir it into the soup. Add the sweet corn and the pasta and heat through. We're nearly there. Pile the soup into warmed soup bowls and serve bellissimo. For those spicy beef lovers out there, our next recipe is guaranteed to be heavenly. Spicy beef and noodle soup. For this, we need 1 liter of beef stock, 150 milliliters of vegetable or groundnut oil, 85 grams of rice vermicelli noodles, 2 shallots, you want them sliced thinly, 2 garlic cloves, crushed, 2.5 centimeters or 1 inch piece fresh ginger, sliced thinly, okay, 225 grams or 8 ounces of fillet steak, we want a good quality, best quality you can get, because you are worth it. Cut them into thin strips. We would like, for the spicing, 2 tablespoons of Thai green curry paste and 2 tablespoons of Thai soy sauce, 1 tablespoon of fish sauce and chopped fresh coriander to garnish. It's a delicious dish, very simple to make. First, pour the stock into a large saucepan, bring to boil. Meanwhile, we're going to heat the oil in a wok or large frying pan. Let's add a third of the noodles and cook for 10 to 20 seconds, okay? Or you'll know when they have puffed up. Lift out of the oil and drain on kitchen paper and set aside. Now, we have to discard all but 2 tablespoons of the oil. That's all we need. We don't want it very greasy or it will be heavy in our stomach too. Now we're going to add the shallots, garlic, ginger to the wok or the frying pan and stir fry for 1 minute. Let's add the beef, the curry paste and stir fry for a further 2 to 4 minutes until tender. Add the beef mixture, the uncooked noodles, soy sauce, the fish sauce to the pan of stock and simmer for 2 to 3 minutes or until the noodles have swelled. We have to serve this hot. You won't be doing it justice. And garnish it with chopped coriander and deserved crispy noodles. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Delicious. We are going to finish today's masterclass in soups with an advanced Thai chicken coconut soup. Another yummy oriental soup that is guaranteed to leave your taste buds tickling. Okay, for this we need 115 grams or 4 ounces of dried noodles, 1.2 liters or 2 pints of chicken or vegetable stock, 1 lemongrass stalk, we need this crushed, 1 centimeter or 1/2 inch piece fresh ginger. This needs to be peeled and very, very finely chopped. 2 fresh kaffir lime leaves, essential ingredient of the Thai cuisine, thinly sliced. 1 fresh red chili to taste, deseeded and thinly sliced. 2 skinless and boneless chicken breasts, again thinly sliced, 225 grams or 8 ounces of coconut cream, about 2 tablespoons of Thai fish sauce, about 1 tablespoon of fresh lime juice, 55 grams or 2 ounces of bean sprouts, green part of the 4 spring onions, finely sliced, and fresh coriander leaves to garnish. Yum, yum, yum. Now, first thing first, let's soak the dried noodles in a large bowl with enough lukewarm water to cover for about 20 minutes until it's soft. Or we can cook according to what the packet instructions suggests. Depending on what noodle you use, it's important to check that. Now we have to drain this well and set aside. Meanwhile, let's bring the stock to the boil in a large saucepan over high heat. Okay, now lower heat and add the lemongrass. There's our ginger. There we go. Lime leaves. Chili. And simmer for 5 minutes. Let's add chicken and continue simmering for a further 3 minutes or until the flesh is poached. Let's stir in the coconut cream and most of the fish sauce and lime juice and continue simmering for 3 minutes. Let's add the green sprouts and spring onions and simmer for a further 1 minute. These are maybe difficult to remember. That's why you can take notes. But once you've done it and practiced it, it will come to you like second nature. Okay. Now, let's taste and gradually add extra fish sauce or lime juice at this point, panning away like, okay? And we need to remove and discard the lemongrass stalk. We don't want them in there. It's nasty to get them while you're eating. Mm-hmm. Okay, now we're going to divide the noodles between the balls and bring the soup back to the boil. Then add the soup to each bowl, okay? Excellent. The heat of the soup will warm the noodles, so you don't have to worry about that. Finally, let's serve garnished with coriander leaves. That's it. We are all done. Thank you for attending to the masterclass of soups. These are simple and delicious recipes and very easy to follow recipes, as I said. Don't hesitate to ask me any questions if you have them. If not, I will see you again next time in our next masterclass of cooking. Bye for now. Bye-bye.
so after much searching on the internet, I have found the place that AJ and I are going to go for lunch for our 7-month anniversary. AJ? No! Come here.
I weigh more.
This is my boyfriend, AJ. Some of you may have seen him in the super secret surprise video and that I edited and that he put on the surprise for me, which was really fun. I am taking him to one of my favorite vegan restaurants. It's Macrobiotic. I am not totally vegan. I do still eat some meat, but I really like vegan food.
I am.
This one here, not vegan. Not raw, not anything. So I am going to show you guys how vegans and non-vegans can come together and enjoy a really delicious meal, which just so happens to be at a vegan restaurant. What we're gonna eat is a veggie burger. I've had many different veggie burgers. I swear to you, this veggie burger is the best veggie burger.
That's what you say.
You will find anywhere. Saying. And I'm gonna show you guys. I'm gonna show you how amazing it is, okay? We're gonna go. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Let's go.
Ouch! My nose went in my eye!
Sorry. So we're on the way to Cafe de Chaya, and I am being awesome and not using my map, because I think I know how to get there just from experience. Going to downtown.
Which experience is the best map.
It is.
Sounds like a t-shirt.
Experience is the map of your life.
Alright, I'll one up you.
Okay.
That's hard. You got that.
We have arrived at our destination. We've arrived at M Cafe de Chaya, and we are going in now. So follow us. Cafe M de Chaya is a delicious restaurant located in the heart of downtown Culver City. They also have two other locations, in Beverly Hills and just off Melrose Avenue. What really makes this cafe stand out to me is their macrobiotic philosophy. Everything here tastes so good, and it doesn't even include any refined sugar, eggs, dairy, red meat, or poultry. They have great salads, sandwiches, organic sushi, and cookies and cupcakes with a healthier twist.
I'm so excited. It's gonna be yummy, yummy. So, this place is really cool because they have vegan desserts. All of their desserts actually are vegan because this place has no dairy products at all. So everything I can come here and everything I get is vegan, which is really nice to know. You don't have to ask if there's dairy in it. I've had their rice pudding, which was really good. I liked it a lot, made with brown rice. I had their vegan cupcake, which had like a strawberry frosting on top, which was, it was good. It was good, but not my thing. My mom makes really good vegan cupcakes, so I'm partial to hers, but they were good. Food's here. Ready? Look at this. Oh. Look at that. That looks so good. You're about to eat that. Let me know what you think. Isn't it good?
It's really good.
It's really good. See? I'm gonna eat mine too. Look, I got sweet potato fries. And their own ketchup. And my big macro burger. I'm gonna enjoy it. Bite number one. So good. The bun is like kind of crispy. It's really good. And the patty, you have so many vegetables in that. Brown rice and veggies and seeds, and it's my favorite patty I've ever had of a veggie burger. I love it, it's so good. I'm enjoying this. Are you enjoying this?
I'm hungry.
Go eat.
Now that we're done eating, it's time for my wrap-up review. So I love pretty much everything about M Cafe de Chaya. It is a really great lunch spot that you can take one or two friends. It's probably not the best for big groups, but if you have just like a couple of your really close friends and you want to go out for a really healthy lunch, it's the perfect place to do that. I love the seating indoors and outside. The patio area is really nice. Now let's get down to the meal. I loved the burger. I'm not over-exaggerating when I say it really is the best veggie burger I've ever had. It's absolutely delicious. I love the bun, as you saw in the video. I loved everything about it, actually. The sweet potato fries were really good.
They were crispy. They were flavorful. They were good. I actually like them better than the regular fries. The regular fries didn't seem to have as much flavor as the sweet potato ones, so I really enjoyed those. Their ketchup was interesting. It's not your, like, classic Heinz ketchup, so it did taste a little different, but for it being macrobiotic and not having any refined sugar, I thought it was good. I thought it was decent. AJ didn't really like it as much, but I didn't have an issue with it. So I really don't have any problems with this restaurant. I mean, my food was quick. It was delicious. It's, like, average priced. It was, like, $10.95 for the Big Macro combo, which was the burger, the fries, and the drink, which is, I mean, pretty standard for lunch in LA. So I loved everything about it, and you should check it out. If you're in the Culver City area or Beverly Hills area, go check out M Cafe de Chaya, and you can let me know what you think. This concludes my first episode of What's Amy Eating? I hope you all enjoyed it, and if you haven't already, you can click that subscribe button so you can keep all the way up to date with everything that I'm doing. See you around soon. Bye!
We will learn together.
Stop it. And the way you are going to do subconscious mind will alert you before or just at the beginning of a panic attack, okay? So you will have a moment to do this technique. And it is very important. Imagine yourself in your happy
that was so calming, and frankly, that was about as much sound as my poor head could handle. What do you think, Nicholas?
Oh, Steve, that was great. I mean, I feel totally different. It's an entirely new feeling. Anything I was feeling before, it's gone. It's just gone. It's like a whole new state of being after hearing all that stuff.
Yeah.
Totally new. Really relaxing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, what do you think of these videos that aren't videos, really, that are just talking pictures? What do you think of that as a format?
Well, I kind of like it, which probably isn't too surprising. You know, we're so bombarded with images today that sometimes it's really unique and refreshing to just hear somebody's voice and to have a still image. But you know, I can imagine a place where technology and society have gotten to a point where we are bombarded with sound and images. And in this imaginary place, hearing somebody's voice might not be as unique and pleasing as it is right now. It's kind of like, look, Steve, look, do you see that sparrow sitting on that branch just outside of the studio? You can see it, and it's sitting pretty still. Well, it's not making any sound right now, but you think it's probably gonna make some sound pretty soon, because that seems like a lot about what being a bird is about, is flying around and occasionally making some sounds. But it's not. So it's just an still image without the sound, and you're expecting the sound. So it's kind of like formally the opposite of the form that you're thinking about, where you've got the still image and the sound.
Yeah. Well, if this was an interview show, I guess we would ask her, but it's not. So we're just, you know, she's leaving right now, and we're just letting this one go. But I've always really wondered how communities like this get going. Communities based around just gentle talking. It's a really interesting, really personal field of oratory, I think. And yeah, and definitely the kind of oratory that wouldn't have existed in a time before the mechanical broadcasting and transmission of speech, right? Because if you were addressing a large group of people speaking publicly in an earlier time, you would have to project your voice. You would have to stand on a soapbox, you know, and let them have it out there, and the people. And now that anyone can, you know, get this close to a microphone or something like that, you know, we're in a situation where that's not the case, where you can have this very direct personal interaction, with an audience that is a mass audience. There are thousands and thousands of, quote, viewers, unquote, of these videos. But it's a kind of public speaking that I don't think would have existed before the invention of the microphone. And certainly not the kind of public speaking that's existed, really, that I can tell, on this sort of homegrown level before YouTube. I mean, there's been, obviously, meditation and relaxation tapes before that, but that's not really an interactive field or area. What do you think about calming speaking? Do you Do you feel that you can actually relax with someone else talking to you, Nicholas?
Oh, Steve. Definitely. I mean, I think that this talking performance we just heard, Crystal, she really relaxed me. I was pretty upset earlier, and that's all gone. You know, I don't really understand it. I guess the only analogy I can make is that scene in that film called American Beauty, where you've got that bag. It's a plastic shopping bag. You know, the kind of shopping bag you get when you buy something at a retail store. Sorry. You know, the kind of shopping bag you get when you buy something at a retail store. But not the kind if you bought a really fancy thing. They usually give you a lot nicer bag. It's like, you know, closer to a grocery store or a bodega or something. But there's that scene in the movie where the bag is in this alleyway and there's a sort of wind vortex that's taking place in the alleyway, which seems a little dangerous, but that's beside the point. And the bag is caught in this wind and it's just floating around seemingly forever. I mean, the guy in the movie ends the tape at some point, but it would seem like it was going to go on forever. And it's just so beautiful. It's just beautiful, Steve.
Yeah. No, I mean, personally, I can't sleep in moving vehicles. If someone's talking to me, my brain will immediately form a tightly focused cone of attention at them, and I am unable to drift off. It's also the same, actually, if there is a screen in my vicinity. If there's a television on somewhere in a room, that cone moves from any real person talking to me to the television. So if I'm in a bar with like a sports game on and something like that, I'm completely a victim of that athletic contest. Anyway. Yeah, and so I can't relax when someone's talking to me like that. But what I need to do right now is deeply relax.
Yeah, Steve. Here's what I'm going to do for you. Right after the show, I'm going to run home and grab my favorite Mannheim Steamroller record. I'm going to bring it over for you. It's going to do just the trick. Okay?
Yeah, you know what? I need to go buy a bunch of Advil. I'm getting out of here. Anyway, you can finish the show without me, Nick. I feel just terrible. I'm just going to unplug my headphones and get out of here.
No problem. Bye, Steve. Okay, everyone. That's it for tonight. Everyone have a lovely evening. Wake up bright and early to go to your jobs or school or whatever you're doing. And just enjoy your day. Because you know that next week there'll be another episode of The Talking Show. Bye for now.